Governor Cuomo will have the challenge of closing a $2 billion budget gap. The good news is it's far less than last year's $10 billion hole and smaller than it was projected to be as recently as a month ago. That's because Cuomo and lawmakers in December agreed to extend an income tax surcharge on New York's wealthiest, those making over $2 million a year, and that will bring an estimated $1.5 billion in additional revenue. The bad news for Cuomo, though, is that he does not have a lot of options to close the gap. He's already said he does not want to raise any more taxes, and he's holding to a commitment to increase spending on schools and health care by 4% in the new budget. That leaves the vast array of state agencies. In his State of the State message, Cuomo says he intends to redesign government and get rid of what he calls inefficiencies and redundancy. The president of the State Worker Union, the Public Employees Federation, Ken Brynion, says he's pleased that the governor seems to realize that state government cannot continue in its current form after years of budget cuts and staff attrition, and that it needs to be reorganized.
His own commissioners have told him, we've been cut to the bone, we can't cut anymore, or we're not going to be able to provide services that people need. And if he's acknowledging that, then he needs to find someplace else to save money.
Brynion says the recently ratified contract creates a committee for the union and Cuomo staff to discuss money-saving ideas, like reducing reliance on more expensive private contractors. The committee has not yet met. Cuomo also said in his State of the State message that he intends to propose a new pension Tier 6 for future workers that offers fewer benefits. It would come just 2 years after a Tier 5 was approved. In his speech, the governor said the pension system is not a legacy. PEF President Brynion is irked by that remark.
It's a simple scapegoat.
He says the union will oppose the proposed new benefit tier. And although school aid will likely be increased by the 4%, there could be disagreements over how the extra money is distributed. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver spoke recently at a rally of parents and students with Alliance for Quality Education, a lobby group that has backing from the teachers' union. The speaker says more funds need to be directed to the poorest children in the so-called high-need schools.
It's never enough, but in today's economic circumstances, it's a positive that I think starts us down the road toward fulfilling some of the commitments we've had to fulfill over the years that have been postponed.
Many groups will be awaiting the governor's budget address with a wish list in mind. Government reformers would like to see Cuomo offer details on how he might achieve public financing of political campaigns, a goal that the governor mentioned in his speech on January 4th. And counties would like to see the state take over their share of Medicaid costs. Mark Levine with the State Association of Counties says a panel assembled by Cuomo to reform Medicaid spending has recommended that the state eventually take over the county's share of the costs. Levine says it's the only way that counties can live within the 2% property tax cap imposed by Cuomo and lawmakers last year.
We believe that we have an opportunity this year to provide a way to pay for the state to gradually, over years, take over the local share of Medicaid.
Levine says the Federal Health Care Act, approved by President Obama and Congress, will bring in billions of additional health care dollars to New York and would help pay for the state's increased costs. The groups will find out whether they get their wishes on Tuesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.